Welcome back to Memester of the Week. The bane of every podcast has struck and we lost some audio, but I am here to keep you in the know. The episode will sound just a little different from normal, but here's what we missed. After learning that Mordecai's new animal friends are far stronger than they seemed, Durni had a premonition of Huberus being attacked. The gang rushed to his aid, catching a Dark Watcher in the parking lot of Big Surprises. Dan, through a combination of a road flare, magic, and his brotherhood-mandated dagger, defeated the creature, only for the shadows to melt away, leaving a pile of human bones with alchemical markings on them behind. Distressed from this event, Huberus gladly accepted Mordecai and Dan's offer to help him forget this event. And gathering the bones, the gang returned to the cabin to meet with Dusk. Let's pick up from there, shall we?
I want to start there. I want to start in the van. You guys have just had this experience. And Dan, what are you thinking right now that you've just fought this creature and you've gathered some evidence and some leads on what's going on? What's going through Dan's head?
I'm actively trying to remember anything I can about alchemy because it's seeming to be more relevant than I would have liked. So I'm just tearing through any of the shit about it that I remember, because the fact that the symbol was on this skull means that something bigger is at play, and that, I don't know, it's hard to make conclusions at this point, but alchemy time.
Okay, cool. Good. So where do you guys want to go at this point?
Is it nighttime right now?
Yeah, it is. I would want to say that like it's past dark at this point.
I mean, we probably want to like hit the sack, right? Or
we could go back to the cabin.
Unless there's some lead that we have to follow specifically in the middle of the night. I don't know why.
I guess we have like the bones and stuff. And we need to rest, so we could go back to the cab. Like, we're staying at the cabin, right? That's our...
Yeah, that's your
base of operations. Yeah. We could go back and have Dusky Boy check out the bones, and we could, you know, lick our wounds, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Have a nappy.
Sleep would be real nice.
You guys go driving through town, navigating these dark, like, winding side roads in rural California, and you arrive back at the cabin and head on in, and Dusk is there and is just kind of curious about what's going on. He just asks, like, hey, what happened? Where did you guys go off to so quickly? It's been, like, roughly an hour or two since you guys left.
Yeah, killed one of the thingies.
Yep. There was...
Really?
Yeah.
presents wounds.
I've got, like, black burns from touching the...
It was a bit of an altercation, but we figured it out, and I will produce the bones from my magic cargo shorts.
Hate that sentence.
My favorite part of this this whole arc is the transition in fashion. Yeah, I'll just draw attention to the symbol and say, also, we're going to need to like look at every alchemy scroll we've got.
Yeah, where do you keep your documents, Mr. Dusk? Where do you keep your files and such?
Well, I always have like a store of my research library quick at hand.
Okay, but which hand? Because I want to look at it.
That's a Dan joke.
Yeah.
That's a straight up Dan joke.
She's learning. Time to react to the skull that you gave him.
Look, old man, we can't wait for you to decide what to do.
Yeah, we can go look at the books through here, and he like just taps on a doorway, and you see him take out a small knife and etch some runes in the doorway, and then bite his thumb and press it against it, and you see on the other side of the doorway the room changes to the office that you guys were previously in with him when you met him.
Mm, nice. That seems a little excessive. You could just use like a passcode or something.
That is a passcode, kind of.
Yeah, like a digital library. You could get an audio book. You could get like a e-reader. Like it doesn't have to be.
Well, a little beep beep fobs, you know.
Dusk. It's 2020, my dude.
It's still 2020.
Oh, fuck. So true. Wait.
Yeah, in canon, we are still in 2020. Yeah, it's spring 2020.
In I thought we hit 2021. Oh, no.
Time no. isn't real.
That's right? a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dusk has like opened up his library to you and he goes, okay, yeah, sure. I have a couple tomes on alchemy in here. Let's hit the books. And so, Dan, I want you to roll investigate a mystery and Journey be ready to help out, I
okay.
suppose.
Rolling thing.
I'm ready.
Be on deck.
I'm on deck.
For that.
That is a 4. Failure.
Oh boy.
Mm,
so could that, I perchance help out? I'm gonna
well, make it a
books.
5, which I think yeah, is still a failure.
That, oh. You know what?
Yeah, that would still be a failure. So
right.
How do you fail
it? That's a hard move that I get on this.
Oh no.
I think for a little while what's going to happen is Journey, you can roll investigating mystery instead, but this all is right. going to take a lot more time than you guys initially thought.
I mean that's
and
fair.
That's well, that's going to cause problems for you. That's
lovely.
Because, like, oh, great. Because, like, Journey can read books. She likes books, but, like, she doesn't know what jack shit about alchemy.
Yeah, what exactly you're looking for.
Yeah.
Problems are cool.
So I will go ahead and investigate the mystery.
Yeah. So, well, while you're doing that, in the background, Mordecai, you were asking about files and things, and you got, like, kind of an answer. Do you want to talk to Dusk more about that? Do you want to have a little sizzity scene?
Well, Dusk, first question, my dude, is it okay to burn in your library?
Please don't.
Okay, is it cool if I drop tabs in your library?
I suppose so.
Alright, I'm gonna drop some tabs real quick. Gotta keep myself level.
Oh god, then you'll have to pick them up off the floor.
Oh, well, I hope not.
Sarah looks thoroughly disappointed.
Yeah. Just constantly. Waiting it out.
So, Dusk, series of questions, my dude. One, you know, can I get like a library card?
I don't really do rentals, but you're welcome to look at whatever I have.
Can I take it out of this room?
No.
What if I did you favors?
No.
Like, for nothing? I could go retrieve things for you. I have minions now.
Okay. I think Dusk kind of, like, turns on you for a second, and he looks a lot bigger than you remember him seeming. He gets, like, actually serious with you for a second and just kind of goes, listen, Mordecai, you seem like a pretty good kid, and Dan likes you, and that's why you're here.
Oh, I like Dan too.
Dusk, shut up!
But you are not a member of our community, and we can't trust you with a lot. It's honestly a lot that I'm allowing any of you into my library. That's a lot for me personally, and it would be even more to even consider you guys being allowed into the Brotherhood's like main collection. So I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
You can look at whatever we have, whatever I have here, and I will try and help you. But please know that I'm trusting you, and we are very protective of the knowledge that we have on hand.
Yeah, for sure, dude. For sure. So is there like a membership fee, or like how do you join the?
Oh my god! Shut up.
Like the Brotherhood or something.
We can talk about that later. And I think Dutz kind of like looks you over for a second, and he sees your knife that you got from the pirates from Red Lobster.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. What is that?
Oh, I got this from a lobster man back when we were in Maine.
Oh, par for the course. Okay.
Yeah, lobster it was pretty cool. I was hanging out with like Octopus Tim and Sharkhand Joe and Captain Red Lobster.
Are these the names that you gave them, or were these the names that they identified with themselves?
Such a Christian.
I'm pretty sure they self-identified. These are their Christian names, my dude. Huh. These are their God-given names, man. Don't judge. Sharkhand Joe straight up had a shark hand. And Octopus Tim had tentacles and stuff. Huh. They were chill units. Dan almost killed somebody, but, you know, I thought it was pretty cool. I sang a sea shanty. That was a great summer. Sick.
Cool.
pretty sure it was like March.
Why? What's up? You notice something about it? You trying to get in on this?
Yeah, do you mind if I look at that?
Yeah, but I have to remember, we got to build trust together, you know. So, I'll let you look at this knife if you let me look at some, you know, kind of sensitive cryptid information. Tit for tat. Know what I'm saying?
I would like to point out that Dan is not paying attention to this. Dan is too wrapped up in something else because
Dan is actively trying to research something.
He would have things to say if he were here and listening.
For sure.
I'm just saying, out of character, you know, Dust trying to come at Mordecai with the smoke. Mordecai's got smoke right back. He's got a lot of it. So,
you know. Okay.
If any one of us has Dust, kind of just
looks you over for a second. It's just like, well, there's plenty of books in this room. You're more than welcome to look at it. I'm just trying to
look, Dusk. Dusk, I've come to bargain. You point me to, you know, I don't see a Dewey Decimal System, my dude. And I'm pretty like, the tabs are starting to kick in and your skin is moving. And I just need to move away from this conversation. You just point me where I need to go and I'll give you the knife. That's a done deal.
I think Dusk just kind of points you over to a particular corner and says, you can start over here. This is our section about North American cryptids.
Sick. I give him the knife and I just say, you know, try to slow your face down a little bit. And I walk away.
Yeah. He like looks over the knife for you and is like taking some notes on it real quick. Palmer.
Yes.
Palmer, while everyone is kind of researching and figuring out, what is Palmer like Blessings. Considering right now, I guess?
Why she's here.
Are there any books on that?
I don't know. She's probably not.
Prophecy
she's
section.
Probably not the type of person to think, let's have a rest and read some books. If anything, she's probably antsy to like go out and look for them again. But she also knows that she does not have information and that these odd little people around her do like gathering information. So she's kind of just like sitting back and letting the ants scurry.
It's not your department.
No. Okay. Research is not her thing.
Can Palmer read? Okay, let me rephrase. How much can Palmer read?
I mean,
just the expression that you have doing the math on this.
I'm thinking logically, if she has not been, well, no, we did establish that she has a phone.
And she has a
Twitter
account.
But you don't need to read that much to use a phone.
You need
My 3-year-old nephew can use his phone.
You need to know how to write.
Yeah, if she can speak and write, then logic would imply that she can read, right?
Yeah, all right. As funny as it would be to say that no, she can't read, I think yeah, she probably can.
Damn.
What if she can't read handwriting? She can only read print text.
No, I think if anything, printed stuff is difficult because it's mechanical. Whereas, like, you know how there's, like, sciences about, like, what you can tell from a person's personality from their handwriting? Like, I feel like there's something very, I'm going to steal your name about learning someone's handwriting. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I think if anything, it's the other way around.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So you're not reading.
That's kind of spooky, though.
You're not reading the text so much as the subtext.
Like
the person.
Give her too much examples of your handwriting, and she'll be able to copy it exactly.
Excellent.
Oh God.
Excellent.
Man.
Very and powerful.
I am afraid of that.
Good. That is the intention.
Good. Should be. Well, okay. Yeah, you're sitting around and you're considering. You're just kind of watching everyone as they are kind of passing the time through the night and getting into what
alchemy research.
Yeah, what research we can gain about things. Journey, how is that investigate a mystery?
It was Schmeh.
Okay, so you got a 7.
Yeah.
So that's hold 1. So what happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What is it going to do? And what is being concealed here?
I mean, can I use the flexible
alternative?
Okay. So then I guess my question is, like, can I find the symbol itself so that I know what the symbol means?
Yeah, I think what you find is you find this symbol. It's like a circle with a line through it. Typically, this is the symbol of the salt or the body in alchemy. It's part of like the three prime symbols that you see being used in alchemical symbology.
Okay. The others being what?
Yeah.
The others being... I have to flip back to my page in my notes.
Because it's a different thing if you're saying that it's like body or head versus like body and mind. Like, what are the other?
Yeah, so there are three symbols in alchemical symbology that are like the tria prima. There's sulfur or the soul. There's mercury, otherwise known as the spirit. And there's salt or the body. And this one looks like it is the body. It is the base form. It is the non-combustible, non-volatile.
They're pretty volatile to me, though.
Well, you can be violent and not volatile.
I suppose. That was when it still had other bits to it, though, so.
Yeah. I guess it's more talking about the chemical property, like volatility.
Yeah, it's not going to fall apart. It's not going to break.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't think Journey can't really glean too much from that other than, like, I mean... We saw the symbol on the thing, and also where the thing has been.
Yeah, and also on a bridge.
Like, yeah, and a bridge.
Is the bridge...
So, like, is there maybe something, like, controlling these things? Or telling them, like, hey, you go here, X marks the spot? I don't know.
Seems like a weirdly specific target to draw, but...
Yeah.
I guess weirdly specific can be beneficial sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like there's some outside force... controlling these things, because like, why would they just attack people if they were supposedly supposed to be, you know, like, not violent creatures, right? Or only violent towards specific people?
Yeah, what changed?
Question mark?
It really...
Yeah, so something's different now.
There's something more to find. Dan's search is pretty fruitless, but I am sort of waiting for Mr. Harker to get back. So we can maybe confer with him, because he said he was going to do some of his own research. So hopefully we can compare notes when he makes it back for sure and isn't dead.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think time kind of winds on while you guys research this. And Palmer, while you guys kind of burn the midnight oil and you watch everyone kind of going back and forth, you start drifting off to sleep a bit, and you have a nightmare.
Oh no.
Yeah. Palmer, you remember seeing the group looking at you and being terrified, and you remember a knife coming down and seeing it plunge into your chest, and the sky was a dark red, and you remember not feeling pain, but feeling power from that. And then you kind of feel that falling in a dream state, and you jolt back awake.
Palmer is the last boss.
Oh, God. Knew it all along.
So it's around 2 a.m. now, and Harker has not come back. You hear a tapping at the window. Mordecai, what do you do?
Wait, how many hours has it been since I dropped the tabs?
We're gonna say 4.
Oh, I'm still tripping balls, dude.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I love the logistics of this. I love the commitment to this.
Did I, in my research, find anything interesting? And or, during that time, could I have sneakily browsed the stacks for certain documents that I am meant to be retrieving?
Yeah, I think you kind of went over things, and that you realized that although there's a lot of information here about general monsters, there are no real notes. There's no like real research or personnel files here.
So it's like encyclopedia type tomes.
Yeah, it is genuinely like a research library.
Okay, can I like take pictures with my phone of anything in Colorado that seems cool?
Yeah.
Sick. I know what I'm doing this spring break. Or next break.
Yeah. Whatever time it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so I hear the knocking. Not sure if it's real or not, but I am going to go check it out.
Yeah, you go over and you like slide open the window, and Chromie is here
Krogi,
oh, good.
You are massive. Oh my god.
Oh, well, sir, I went to go look after that Hawker man like you suggested.
Nice.
I can't find him.
Uh-oh.
Like, what does that mean? Like, he no longer exists? Like
he left this cabin, and he went into the woods, and I flew after him, and it looked like he went into a cave. And I tried to go in the cave, but I couldn't, and none of the other animals could either. And we can't find him.
I love a cave adventure, yeah!
Chromie, that sounds like a serious deal, and thank you so much for doing it. You know, it looks like you have lips. Like, I know you don't have lips, but whenever you speak, it looks like you have lips.
Oh, well, you know, that's the VFX.
What?
No, I think it's the tabs. Oh god, I have to focus.
Same thing.
Can you show us where this cave is?
Yes. Yes, I can show you where it was.
Okay, bring it in. Give Daddy a hug.
He, like, jumps up on your shoulder and, like, pushes his head against yours.
Wow.
You're a good boy.
That's soft.
My god. Alright, Chromie, after you show us where the cave is, I want you to just bail. Like, go chill. You did a good thing. And then, you know, if we're in the cave for like a few hours and I don't come out, go retrieve the other two homies. And you know what? Are there bears here? You know any bears? Or any other like woodland creatures who want to help out? Spread the word. Go for it, dude. So in the morning, show us this cave, okay?
Okay. I'll be here.
Sick. I'm gonna go sleep now. Because everybody else is sleeping, right? Like, Palmer is...
Yeah, I'm definitely asleep.
Sleep. Okay. Journey sleep. Dan, are you burning the 3 a.m. oil?
I think Dan would have stayed not quite to 2 a.m., but later than everybody else. Just, like, really frustrated that he can't find anything on it. And then...
So you're not, like, deep sleep? So I'm going to go, like...
Yeah, I've got, like, words. I've got, like... Tetris syndrome words just floating across my brain as I'm dreaming.
All right, I'm gonna go nearish to you and like camp out, but I'm gonna like push your shoulder and like, yo, Dan, I think I know where Harker is. Like, and then just kind of post up and fall asleep.
Yeah, if you touch Dan, immediately his hand shoots into his like first where his hoodie pocket would be, and realizing it's not there, into his cargo shorts. Just as a like a reflex, and then he opens his eyes and realizes it's you. I thought we had an understanding that you don't shake me awake because then I'd get shooty.
Oh shit, you're right.
Sorry,
my bad.
Sorry. Yeah, you found out where Harker's at?
Yeah, I sent Chromie to tail him. I'm just like starting to drift.
Okay, well, as long as we know where he is, then that's not too worrying.
Oh, they don't know where he is specifically.
That's maybe a little worrying.
Yeah, he's like. I don't know, maybe he doesn't exist anymore or something. I'm a little confused on the exact details, but...
Did he teleport?
I know a general locale.
He probably teleported.
No, I don't think that's it. Something about, like, a cave, and then, like, animals can't go into the cave or something. It's all really... I don't really know if that was real or not, but...
Huh.
The bird told me so I believe it.
Do I know anything about caves that animals can't go into? That sounds kind of eldritch.
Are you asking me personally?
Yeah, Mr. Keeper.
Me, the Keeper?
Trying to gauge how worried Dan would be.
Yeah.
Mordecai's not worried at all.
Understandable.
When are you ever worried?
That's an excellent point.
When it was Christmas.
Worried? Yeah.
Yeah.
That one time when he had a bad trip.
I will be worried in the future when that takes place on the timeline.
Right.
Shut up about timelines.
We love a soft cannon.
I think you would know from just your experience with magic and things like that, that generally woodland creatures and normal animals try to avoid places of magic in general, because it presents to them as like, this is different, this is unusual, this is a danger.
Right, it's a manipulation of the natural order, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dangerous to them. I mean, these are his woods. Well, not his woods, but this is his assignment. So he probably would have reached out if there was anything wrong. So, all right, cool. If, as long as we know where the cave is, we can, if he's not back by morning, we can check it out.
Yeah. But you know, Dan, he might have not reached out if he was in trouble or he couldn't communicate.
Well, if he was dead, then us getting there now isn't going to solve anything.
True. If he's dead, he's dead. Right?
If he's dead, he's dead. And honestly, it could have been some sort of like place that he whipped up to, like a safe house or something.
You can make barriers? Is that a thing that we can do with magic?
Yeah, I mean, magic can do a lot of cool shit. There's
what's
precedent.
The limit?
Sky.
Sky.
Yeah, the sky is the limit. The yeah, can't really do much.
Sky's
with the, sky.
The limit. Yeah, but like, let's just pierce the heavens, dude.
There's very strict warnings against doing that before the right time.
Well, we can do that. He's like fully erect, like out of sleep,
bro.
That's a phrase.
Bro, it is bedtime.
Okay,
this is not the time to be talking about piercing the sky.
Yeah, but plus, now that I know it's a thing, it's gonna be on my mind.
My god.
Well, when the time is right. Okay, bud.
All right, night, Dan. Love you.
Night. Go Rams.
Go Rams.
Oh my god.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Memester of the Week. Thank you so much for listening to us. It really means a lot. I know that we had a long break there, but we're back. And this is a great arc. This is a lot of fun. We had a ton of fun recording it. I'm glad to finally be able to share it with you. This week we have a promo from Relic of the Past podcast. Their trailer is going to be at the end of the episode, so be sure to check that out too. Thank you guys so much for listening, and if you want to show your support for the show, tweet at us. Let us know how you feel. Leave reviews. We love seeing stars, and it makes our hearts happy, and it encourages everyone here. So, yeah. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yeah, I think some time passes, and I want to say it's like 4 a.m. now.
Spooky hour.
Dan and Mordecai are sound asleep. I like to imagine that you have like sleeping bags that are kind of spread out on the floor, and Journey is on the couch.
Oh, absolutely.
And Palmer was like leaned up against the wall because she doesn't like
standing.
Really, she doesn't like standing, but she also like doesn't really like need rest. Mm. So she was just kind of like idling.
Palmer's hanging from the ceiling with her arms folded.
Oh my god.
Abby resting on my chest as I sleep.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Resting her head on my chest.
That's yeah. Soft. And I think it's at this point that Palmer, you wake up from that nightmare that you had. Mm. And I want you to read about the situation.
Oh no.
Excellent.
Oh, that's not a, I mean, that is the vibe when you wake up from a bad dream.
So true.
You do read a bad situation.
That's so true.
Then you immediately forget it. So.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Woohoo. Oh, okay. What question do you want to ask?
I have to ask a question.
You have to ask the question. So what's the best way in? What's the best way out? That doesn't really make sense here. Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's most vulnerable to me? What's the best way to protect victims?
What's most vulnerable to me?
I think... Genuinely. I mean, like, you look over at your, like, friends on the floor sleeping, and you see, like, Mordecai with Abby on top of him, and then you see Dan, who's perpetually, like, hand is like halfway to his cargo shorts at all times.
For the gun.
For the gun. Exactly. Thank you.
The pocket of the shorts. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then you see Journey kind of sleeping peacefully on the couch, and on the other end of the couch, you see a shadow starting to kind of convalesce there. What do you do?
Does it look familiar?
I think maybe. it looks like a blob of shadow that is kind of
what
moving.
I mean to say is, does it look like the things that we fought earlier?
I think it would look like that to you, yeah.
Okay. I think she will try and get closer to Journey and wake her up without disturbing it.
How exactly are you going to wake me up?
How do you do that?
With my hand over her mouth, of course.
Oh, God.
The best way to wake up.
Best part of
The best part of waking up is fearing for your life.
Every goddamn day.
So true.
Listen, Jesus. I've said what I'm doing.
So, Journey is a very heavy sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
So you just putting your hand over her mouth.
Just put the hand and then I shake you a bunch. This is not. Am I gonna have to roll to wake you up? Come on.
I mean, maybe.
No.
So wait, you're shaking me a bunch and you have your hand over my mouth?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well then.
We good?
Yeah, we're
good. This is not the challenge.
Well, I mean, yeah, then okay. Journey does what any rational person would do upon being woken up in this way, which
and
is
wake up.
Start to scream.
Oh, okay, word.
Which I guess just kind of comes out as a like that. And she's flailing.
Does that wake me up?
I don't know.
Keeper, I'm adjudicate.
A sleeper or
keeper,
heavy.
Keeper, adjudicate. Does that wake me up?
I'm gonna say no because I want to see what happens.
Okay.
No. I'm just keeping an eye on the blob.
Okay, I think it takes a second, but she stops flailing when she realizes that it's Palmer. But she is still trying to move away from her hand and be like, "What are you doing?"
Again, just watching the blob. Anytime the world was
The blob has obviously heard this.
Oh no.
And
my bad.
Ducks back down under the other side of the couch.
The blobs have ears.
Okay, then I'm on the couch with my head hanging over the side looking at for it.
No, but this is horror movie rules, so you have to slowly look over. The camera has to pan from a weird angle.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so you get up on the side of the couch and you put your hand over. We see from the as if the camera was on the floor. We see Palmer poke her head over the side of the couch.
Yeah.
And then we cut pan to Palmer's point of view and there's just the wooden floor. And we don't see anything for a second. Journey, from behind you, you feel something scoop under your arms and pull you out of the couch.
Pull me out of the couch?
Pull you off of the couch from the other side.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Does that wake me up?
Yeah. Is the thud of my body hitting the floor loud enough to wake him up finally?
Are you screaming?
I would assume so.
Then yes. This creature has just snatched you out of the couch while Palmer was looking the other way.
Oh, God. It's a real major look situation.
Yeah, it's trying to drag you to the front door that you see is been cracked open.
Okay.
Guns out.
Yeah, Dan and Mordecai, I think this probably wakes you guys up.
So what's going to wake Mordecai up probably is the gunshot when I start shooting at the thing pulling Journey, because that's what I'm doing.
For sure.
Is that by any chance the door that he used to open to talk to his bird friend?
The window? Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to confirm, is whether or not
this I did not
door
close it.
Open is his fault.
Oh. You know, I like that so much better. He's trying to pull you out the window now.
Okay, great.
You're going towards the window.
Thanks.
I'll fix it in post.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Shots have been fired.
Yeah, roll kick some ass.
I would Thank be you. Overjoyed to do that.
Also, just to...
Mixed success.
Yeah, that is a 9. On a 9, you inflict harm on each other. So what are you using and what damage does it do?
I'm using gun.
Gun.
Gun does 2 harm.
Okay.
Can I have a shirt that says gun does 2 harm?
So we need to make some shirts.
Oh my God.
You clip this thing in its shoulder or the area where a shoulder should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of reaches back and lunges its arm forward across the room and hits you in the chest for 2 harm.
Nice. And that's reduced by one.
Yes.
Due to my armor.
Your love?
But it is still, like, actively dragging Journey towards the window, and, like, it's at the window now, and it's starting to, like, try and make its way through it.
I feel like I was probably the first one actually able to react, since I was the one awake.
Right.
I just want to try and use the whip.
You want to use the whip?
A whip.
Okay, roll, kick that ass.
Roll whips. I would prefer not to kick any asses.
Oh, what do you want to kick? What do you want to do?
No kick, whip.
Never mind. I rolled a 10. I would like to kick some ass.
Yeah, on a 10 plus, you get an extra effect. You can inflict terrible harm, you suffer less harm, you force them where you want them, or you take the advantage or give +1 forward to another hunter.
You shouldn't even have to ask me anymore. It's always you force them where you want them.
Oh, there you go. You get your whip out and you fucking Simon Belmont this motherfucker. And the whip, like, wraps around its neck and then its body and kind of holds it in place. And you can see it burning this thing. And your whip does 3?
Yes, 3.
Yeah, so this thing is not having a great time. I think at this point it's going to, like, try and lean down and get into Journey's face.
Oh.
Journey, I need you to roll +tough.
+tough?
Yeah,
I'm not tough.
Yeah, as this thing's, like,
fuck,
shadowed face kind of cracks open, and you see this dark green light pouring out of it, and you see this gas being poured down onto your face. And that's a 7.
Yep, that's 7.
So you're able to, like, cover up your nose and your mouth in time to not get poisoned, but you can do not, take can, one harm.
Hold on. Can I not assist with that? Since I literally have this thing around my finger, can I not, like, pull and, like, you know, like, do something to assist to get her out of the way?
Yeah, you can roll protect someone.
I would like to try to get that 7 to, like, an 8.
An 8 would still be a mixed success.
Oh, yeah, that would still be a mixed success.
Yeah, well, with protect someone, it's a different...
Oh,
good point. Thing.
So, 8. You protect them okay, but you'll suffer all the harms that they were going to get.
Oh, so I don't get harm, but she does?
Yeah. So, basically, how this is going to work out is, Palmer, you see this thing bending over and, like, opening up its maw, and you jerk it towards you, and so it kind of, like, falls over onto you and breathes into your face, and so you take 1 harm. But you have armor, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
Mordecai, you're very delirious. Mordecai and Journey. Journey, I keep trying to go to you, and I haven't let you do anything yet.
I mean, I'm kind of just getting tossed around like sack of potatoes. So yeah.
Considering the situation that she's in, it kind of makes more sense.
Journey is the resident sack of potatoes right now.
Not too much I can do at the moment. So
danger prone, Daphne.
I'm trying to think because, like, the last time we killed this thing with, like, it didn't like light, but also didn't like. What was the thing that killed it before? I'm trying to remember.
I think Dan killed it with his silver knife and a flare.
Okay.
Some real Alan Wake shit.
Yeah. That was straight up. I was really channeling the Alan Wake in that one.
I loved it.
We don't have any more of those in here, do we?
I mean, I've got all kinds of them in my pocket.
Yeah, that's right.
Canonically has.
Dan has every flashlight.
Every flare and flashlight that store had in, like, a pile in the corner.
And they are in the cargo shorts.
Draw some from your pocket dimension for me.
Literally a pocket dimension.
Yeah, no, I think some of them are, like, probably in the room with you. Hmm. You want to do something with that?
Point of order.
I like to think that your cargo jeans pocket dimension, while it is, you know, infinite, it does start to feel heavy.
It, like, weighs the jeans down a little bit. Like, tighten the belt.
Just enough that you want to take some of the stuff out and put it in the car.
Just enough to be a pain in my ass.
Yeah, like, you know, all magic should have limits, you know?
So
yeah,
true.
So this one is that you do eventually feel heavy.
It's the addition of the bones that really drove it home.
No, it was the 30 flashlights, actually.
Are you sure?
Gotta be the 30 flashlights.
Point of order, how is this room lit? Because it is the Brotherhood. Is there a light switch or is it sconces?
Yeah, what are we dealing with here?
Switch-based sconces.
There's definitely a light switch in this area. Journey, did you want to do a thing?
No, I'm still thinking.
Okay.
So, just fuck it for now.
Yeah, Journey is on the floor.
I'm freaking out.
Mordecai, what do you want to do?
Can I kind of, like, shake myself awake a little bit? I'm kind of fully come down off of the... Wait, how many hours has it been? What time is it now?
Plenty. At this point, I think it's been about 8 hours.
Oh, yeah. I should be okay, maybe.
You're off the brunt of it.
Yeah, I'm coming down. So I'm kind of like shaking myself awake.
Really noisy.
What did Dusk do? Oh, A, where is Dusk? B, what did he do with the knife?
You know that Dusk is like asleep in his room here in the cabin. And he left the knife on the coffee table for you with like a note.
How far away is it from me?
The note.
I'd say that it's like next to you.
Went shopping. All right. Make yourself coffee, heart.
Oh, Dusk, you cutie. I'm gonna kind of disregard the note because Journey is an impending doom.
True.
So true. Oh, wait, hold up. Gotta read this.
It flutters to the ground, and that's where the episode cuts, and only the viewers see that it was like a really important message.
Hey, don't touch this knife. Pretty knife stuff.
Cursed.
Probably cursed
knife.
This knife is super cursed.
Yeah.
It's honestly, like just a price tag that falls off and it says Acme Incorporated.
Yeah. Honestly, if it was cursed, like for real though, that might kind of warrant Mordecai to hold it more. Anyway.
Yeah.
In like a flourish, seeing Journey in that situation, I'm gonna grab the knife and then just kind of spin and try to throw the knife into the Dark Watcher's face/chest upper body area, kind of embed it deep.
Yeah, roll kick some ass, dude.
Journey is also over there. Are you sure about that?
She'll be all right. It's fine. It's okay. She'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
She'll be all right.
The potential targets here are Journey, Palmer, and the actual monster.
Oh, great.
I got an 8. It's cool. She's fine.
Yeah, I think with that, you pick up this knife and just on instinct fling it at this thing, and we see it like turn end over end and land in this thing's back. And just like with the previous Dark Watcher, all the light inside of it kind of flash up really quick and then completely go out, and it melts to the floor and only a pile of bones is left behind.
Wait, you fucking destroyed this thing already?
I shot it.
Journey, I'm a god, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, we did wake up and have three people decide, like, hey, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of this one.
We tried diplomacy last time. We're done with that shit.
Yeah, straight up. Like, we saw a homie about to get puked on with, like, green, vile poison gas. Nah, all bets are off.
Not in Mr. Harker's house.
It was that gif of, from JoJo's where, like, you see the one guy, like, sitting and drinking his tea, and then, like, two other people are beating this guy's ass, and then Mordecai woke up and was like, ah, yes, and he puts his tea down and starts also beating this guy's ass.
Well, yes, I think I will.
I think at this point, Dusk kind of opens the door and is like, hey, what's going on? And he's, like, in, like...
A nightgown?
An A-tank.
Okay.
Like an A-tank in shorts.
I was hoping he was like straight up Ebenezer Scrooge in it with like his little dangly hat.
Wait, so...
A little like a single candle.
Like you guys know how Baron Mordo looks in the new Doctor Strange movie?
Absolutely not.
Yes.
With his dreads and shit. That's what Dusk looks like.
For a little more description though, for all the daddy lovers out there, is he jacked?
Yeah, he's absolutely jacked.
Oh my god.
Okay, great.
Sick. Everyone in the Brotherhood is.
We're all the daddy lovers out there.
Well, even the Brotherhood has its limits.
Guys, We had that bit a while ago about the mommy milkers. We need the daddy lovers to get some representation too, okay?
It's true. It's Sarah's only right.
So angry.
It's only right.
For what Dan doesn't have in muscles, he makes up for in cargo pants space.
You're right. That totally makes up for it.
Yo, dog, you got muscles in there?
Anyway, hey, Dusk. We got attacked by one of those fucking things again.
We All killed right. another one.
Yeah, we got it. It's over there.
On the floor.
It grabbed Journey. That was dragging her towards the window.
Really hated it.
Mm-hmm. And that just further founds the idea that these things are not out to kill bad people, because Journey's pretty cool.
And Journey just kind of pauses for a minute and thinks about every single bad thing that she's ever done.
Not the Roman Catholic guilt.
Back to Ellendale burning down that shop, and then subsequently the cabin in the woods, and then flashes back to Cheddar Bay.
Not the Judeo-Christian guilt.
Stealing the boat.
And also back to Sleepy Hollow and like the fact that that cornfield was raised to the ground.
Yep.
And dude, Journey just got hit with a wave of Catholicism.
Journey just starts doing Hail Marys.
Yeah. Laying on the carpet.
just on the ground.
Yeah, I'm a good person.
Journey, you're easily the best person, like, morally among this entire group. So, like,
hey, what did I do? What
that says about the group.
Yeah, what's wrong with my morals?
They're fine. So many things. Look, don't worry about it. Go Rams.
Go Rams.
Dusk walks over to the window and is just like, that shouldn't have been able to happen.
I was wondering about that too. I figured we would have had some sort of like wards up.
We do.
Oh.
Cool.
Oh, was it bad that I opened the window?
Well, yes, but no. Dust just like is like, well, one, there's a draft, and that's not cool for anyone. But
the moisture is bad for the scrolls.
That's true.
But okay. our wards should have prevented anything that we didn't want coming in from coming in. So none of you would have invited this thing in, and I didn't. So I don't understand how it could have gotten.
I invited the crow in.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Is the crow fine? What if it's the crow?
No, sentient crow homie, he's fine. Chromie, no. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Journey is suspicious.
I think this is bigger than crows, and I think this is bigger than the Dark Watchers. It doesn't really feel like they're acting normal, and I feel like there's something we're missing. There's something pulling the strings.
Yeah, for sure. But how are we gonna find out?
Guys, should we step outside and check if this cabin's been marked by like alchemical symbols?
Oh, I'm kind of afraid to go outside now.
No,
but I can cheer you on from the inside.
Hey, Journey, did you see how fast we killed that thing?
I crushed it.
That was one round of combat.
That was one round of combat.
I like the idea that, like, that's just how Dan thinks of things.
Oh, absolutely it is. Dan is a metagamer, like, straight up.
That's very funny.
Gun does two harm.
Dan's right. Randomly, whenever there's character conflict, he just shouts out loud, adjudicator.
Keeper, adjudicate!
Just into the ether.
All right.
Every time.
Okay,
and
Journey.
Every time he has a social conflict.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Every time, like...
Dan's on his online discussion posts for school, just randomly, keeper, adjudicate.
Okay.
Anyway, Journey, if it'll make you feel better, I'll take lead when we go outside.
Okay.
But we should stay together.
That's fine. Yeah, you're right. The splitting up thing, I've watched enough horror movies. That's not good.
Yeah, I don't think that you have to do much or go very far, because you open the front door and emblazoned, like, on the door itself is once again, like, that symbol, that circle with a line through it.
Man, we got marked.
Knew it. You guys heard that, right? I called it, right?
Good read. Good read.
Oh, read the note. I'm gonna go back to the note.
Oh fuck yeah, you should go do that. Wait.
Yeah,
we should go do that. No, no splitting up.
The It's in the same room.
I won't let him go further than like 6 feet away from me.
Dan, hold my hand.
Isn't the person who wrote the note in the room with you?
Yeah, Dusk is here. So
yeah, but Mordecai's a little intimidated by his exposed form, so he's just gonna kind of avoid.
It's fair. Yeah, you pick up the note and see that like he was taking notes on it, and he says, This is a knife that was forged by the Fae, and it has
a five.
Embedded in like the silver, it has Fae magic placed inside of it. So you need to be very, very careful with it. So you can mark that you have a silver knife with the tags of like one harm, magic, and silver. It's only been 6 months since we got that.
Yeah. True. I mean, I hadn't really had a need to stab anything with it until now, so.
Well, it was one of those things that you were like, can I have a thing? And I was like, yeah, I'll get you the details on that later.
Uh-huh. All right. Hey, Dusk, what do you mean by be careful?
Well, you saw what Palmer's whip does to these things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, imagining that same kind of effect happening on just like regular people.
So if I actually accidentally cut myself on the blade of the knife, what happens? Probably holds my hand up, blade against palm.
Hey,
what happens if I do this?
Hey, King, you're gonna need to take a step back from yourself.
you're gonna need to chill. Dusk just like genuinely goes like, I don't know.
Oh, should we find out?
No, like right decidedly, now. Definitely
do we not.
Have
better things to think about at this moment in time.
All right, I sheathe it. All right. I'll keep that in the back burner.
Wait until you find someone who's evil of heart.
Like Journey?
No!
No, we've been over this.
You were the one with the... In the cornfield and the... She's just babbling.
Just flustered.
Alright, so what time is it right now?
4:30 a.m.
Are we sleeping anymore tonight? Because there's a cave that animals can't go into.
What?
Oh yeah, I did. I told you about that. Yeah. I told them about that like an hour and a half ago or something.
The crows.
Oh, that happened.
The crows tracked Mr. Harker to a cave. I figured he probably had it under control because he knows what he's doing out here. But he's still not back, so
that we should like go get him, right?
Yeah.
Well, I told Chromie to come in the morning to like show us where, but I don't know when he'll be here.
Yeah, if you just look outside, Chromie is just like nested in a tree outside of the cabin.
Just vibing.
Aw.
Does Dusk not have anything to say about this?
Yeah, I think Dusk looks at Dan and is like, what do you mean? We only have one base out here.
Well, I mean, since this was his assignment, I figured he would not... Maybe that was a bad read on my part. Anyway, we should go check it out.
Yeah, let me get dressed.
Should we do something about the mark on the door?
Dusk, like, goes and changes and comes back, and I don't think it's going to be an issue. It looks like the target was marked, and they tried, but this is just kind of the thing that is left behind in situations like this. That's why we see it all over town.
So now it's just decorative?
Feels like.
Word.
That right. Or it's a warning.
I guess I'll just step outside and gently wake Chromie. Chromie!
Oh, hey.
What's up? We gotta go.
Oh, you wanna go to the cave, right?
Yeah, post haste, my dog.
Alright, well, yeah, follow me. And Chromie just kind of gets down out of the tree and, like...
Are we walking this? Or are we...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dusk, how rude of me. This is my homie, Chromie, the crow homie. You haven't met yet.
He speaks English, too.
Yeah, because I made him, I gave him that power.
Dusk, like, walks up to the crow and, like, looks at it and then bows and says, just like, nice to meet you.
Now he's the weirdest one here.
He's being very respectful.
Sick. Dusk is growing on me. He's kind of a hard ass, but he's growing on me.
The crow, like, flits up into the air, and it's dawn as you guys are walking through the woods.
Dusk must
what color
right
is the
now.
Dawn?
Let's say that like it's a nice, like it's a soft pink light that's coming up and cresting over the mountains and like flooding through the forest, casting these like long shadows through the pine trees as you guys are walking through this like forest path.
Red sun rises.
This crow.
Well, that means there
blood
are forest
has been spilled
fires.
This night.
Or that.
Yeah, red sun rises. Blood has been spilled this night.
The blood moon rises.
Be careful, Link.
Lord of the Rings.
Also, this pink really complements the green of my shirt.
Indeed. Okay. Indeed.
Well, there you go.
Fuck yeah.
I think it's
Zan has no idea that that is happening, by the way. Color theory was not one of Dan's strong suits.
Yeah, so I think it's about an hour hike, as literally as the crow flies.
That's pretty funny.
That was a funny joke.
That's very, very Gandalf of you. Very Gandalf of you.
Literally as the crow flies.
All right, fuck you guys. You're at the you're at the cave. We were going to do pontificating and like setup and scene painting. No, fuck you. You're at the cave.
Dude, I think we're pontified right now.
I feel ponted up.
Oh my god.
Subscribe to me on Pontify.
So when we
I'm
get
fully
there.
Pont- right now
when Raiden we get review. There I'm gonna dole out flashlights to everybody.
Thanks, man. Oh, I got this map too.
A map of
Dusk just kind of turns over and is like, how long have you had that?
I don't know, since like I got here, I guess.
Wait, like a map of the town?
No, of caves. I found it in that dude's house.
Oh, fucking let me see it.
Yeah, okay. It's a map.
No, good read, good find. I want to take a look.
Was it important?
Well, we're going into a cave, so clearly it's not a coincidence.
Yeah, so I mean, we're going into the cave now, so I give it to you now.
Yeah, good point.
I saw the thought process of, like, am I going to argue about this right now? And being like, no. No, I'm not.
Wait. So this guy got attacked by the Watchers, and he had a map of the caves, and Mr. Harker went after the Watchers, ended up in this cave. There's something
there.
Yeah,
it seems that way to me.
Dude, we're about to go into some fucking cursed caves.
Ooh. I'm going to tell Crumb to go rally the troops.
Dan, can I have one of your 57 flashlights?
You want two?
Sure.
I'll give you two and a flare. I'll give everyone two flashlights and a flare.
Ooh.
Okay, everybody mark that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to very quickly look over the map and see if there's anything of note that immediately stands out, like a collapsed tunnel or any cultic symbols.
An evil... like,
if there's an area that is like underlined in red and says portal to hell, I'm going to take note of that.
Don't not go here. So,
yeah, roll investigative mystery.
Oh, before we do that, Jason, I have a very important question regarding my fit. So does
God damn it. Oh yeah, this hold on. The, stop the podcast.
For my horn, my deer antler thingy, are they just like, do they just subsist as like cute little antlers on my head? Is that what we've canonized this to look
Wait,
like?
Didn't those fall off a long time ago?
Yeah, but like
they
now I can use them.
Yeah, you have them back as like a little
casting
focus?
Yeah.
So basically what I would like to do is slot both of my flashlights into each antler like I'm wearing headlights.
God.
As we're walking through the cave.
Literally the deer and the headlights.
Yeah.
The deer and the headlights.
So yeah, I think what basically what happens with this is that like you have the little like antlers that are they are separate from your body.
Yeah.
And you just like put them on your head and they make like a little headband.
Yeah, I like
for
to think
you.
They look like a headband. Yeah.
cosplay.
And then you just
cosplay.
Like put the flashlights in there. Yeah, yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you have to roll for that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
which cool. Troll's horns do they resemble the most?
Stop. Oh, no. No, we're not going there.
I don't get that.
Don't worry about it.
It's important. Keeper, I don't get that reference.
Keeper, adjudicate.
Keeper, adjudicate, please. I don't get it.
Tyler, I think your brain is just as cooked as it needs to be. You don't need to get into this.
Well, now I want to know.
No.
Okay, so we're investigating a mystery now?
I got a failure, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think...
That's not good.
Make sure that you're marking your experience.
Oh, I have.
I'd like to note that I can probably see in the dark, right?
Can you?
Do you have, like, terrifying eyes that just, like, expand in the...
That seems so obvious to me.
Are they, like, vertically slitted?
You are, like, a gremlin, so...
I feel like that's not something that we've ever specifically stated.
Why not, though? But, like, does it not... It doesn't make sense for her to be in a room and be like, oh, I can't see.
Do you have dark vision?
Yeah, I don't have any issue with it.
60 feet?
Looking over the map, I think you see, like, a couple paths that have been blocked off over the years. And they all have, like, dates by them. And you notice that, like, the oldest passage is from...
1906.
1850. So, yeah, we're going to say that this is from, like, 1853.
Old ass tunnel. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, there's some old ass tunnels, but I don't see anything that really jumps out as, like, particularly magical or dangerous. All right, let's go in. I'm assuming that we can get in, unlike all the animals. I walk up to the entrance of the cave, and I take my hand, and I try to reach through.
I think you hit a barrier when you try and, like, push your hand through the entrance of this cave.
Cool. Hey, Dusk.
Yeah.
We got a ward or something.
I want to just walk through it.
Please, like, straight up, like, walk into it like a glass door.
Like, this has no power over me. Smacks like, into it.
No, exactly. I think she's cocky. I think she's like, nah, surely this can affect me.
You're playing.
Yeah, I think what happens, you just bounce off of it, and you're like, oh, fuck. You're,
why did you think that would work?
Do something here.
Is this a puzzle? Is this a riddle?
I don't know if this counts as a puzzle or not.
Dan, remember the last time we were met with a barrier?
We did burn it down, but let's check for runes.
We pierced it! Oh, we have to do that?
I mean, there's been a lot of runes lately. I feel like runes would be a prudent thing to look for. This is a rune-heavy adventure.
It is a very rune-heavy adventure.
It's runic as fuck.
It's like those old DS games where you have to, like, trace on the touchscreen.
Love that shit. Love that shit.
Yeah.
I check for runes.
I guess I, too, shall check for runes.
Who wants to roll investigate a mystery?
Hey, Journey.
I mean, I have the headlights, so I can really see things good.
And I will roll to assist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Journey, you roll that.
Investigate mystery.
Wait. I
can't find it. There it is.
Hold on. Mordecai, you help out Journey. I want to try something else.
Okay. Sounds good. Whoever helps me is fine. Oh, never mind. It's a mixed success.
It's a mixed success. You get one question.
I get one question.
What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go?
Where are the runes?
What was it going to do? What is being concealed here?
Is there a rune?
Are the runes being concealed here?
Yes.
Yeah, I think after a little bit of searching with, like, Mordecai and Dusk's help,
and you guys, headlights.
And your headlights, you guys find some runes along the, like, outskirts of the cave entrance.
Okay, so what are these runes? What do they look like? Do we have a rune dictionary? Like, what's...
You have Dusk.
I think you can just... Yeah, you have Dusk here, and he confirms for you, like, this is a barrier similar to what we put up on our cabin to try and not let anything in that is not welcome to the person who takes home here.
Okay, so how do we undo it?
Like, same person made it similar? Wink, wink.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. You know what I'm saying, Palmer?
Yeah,
Same energy.
It very easily could have been Mr. Harker's work, but why would he bar us?
That's pretty sus.
You know what I'm thinking? Option A, he's keeping something in there to protect everyone else. Or option B, he's our enemy.
Oh.
So we see him, we give him 10 seconds to speak, then we kill him.
Oh my god.
Can I attempt to use magic to break the ward?
Yes, you can.
I'm just strong-arming this straight up. That's a 10 full success.
Yeah, so I think what happens is that, like, on one side of the cave, like, Dusk is, like, crouching down and looking over the ruins and, like, explaining the theory behind it. And, like, oh, yeah, we use these runes to do this. Just kind of, like, giving a small lesson to Durni and Mordecai. And on the other side, where a different ruin is that Dan has found, he's like, yeah, fuck it. And what do you do? How do you approach this?
I like place my hand on a like a functional part of the incantation, like the part that it hinges on, and then my like eyes start to glow, and then my fingers just sort of dig into the stone, and then just like scrape across it, and then completely like scrape it out.
Yeah, I think you even like you pull a part of the rock out that the rune was inscribed on. And you just rip it out of the wall and you see and feel the barrier like flutter and then just go away.
All right, we're in.
Well, that was easy.
It was not as easy as you think. I sit here like shaking my hand like.
Well, you made it look easy though.
All right, Edgelord.
Well, you know, Dusk, I like
try sticking your fingers in a bowler.
Like, but it seems like Dan kind of had a better idea, Dusk. You know, maybe.
How are you going to know how to break things if you don't know how they work in the first place?
I don't think Dan knew shit. I feel like
the important thing is Mr. Harker's in here.
Who do you think taught Dan to do this?
True.
He like points to himself.
True, no doubt.
We can't be sitting here fucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably go.
Yeah, Dusk moves into the cave alongside Dan.
I'll catch up.
We're going into a cave, buddy. You better not stay too far behind.
Give me like 10 seconds. It's fine. What could go wrong?
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
We'll dip around the corner for your privacy, but we'll wait for you. Don't take too long.
Okay, sure. I'm going to summon Abby.
He's doing drugs.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to tell Abby to wait here when Chromie and the troops arrive and to lead them in my stead. If in case we need help or something.
Okay. Roll, what would you do for a Scooby snack?
Oh, God.
Failure.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
All right, just mark an XP, mark boys.
That down.
That's my first fail with a Scooby snack.
Yeah, Abby sits there and nods.
Okay, sick. Thanks, Abs. And I'm going to turn tail and blunt in hand head into the cave behind everybody else.
Headed for disaster, five strangers with mysterious pasts are thrown together by the winds of fate to try to stop the unseen forces that threaten to destroy their world. Join Kraval, a dragonborn with no memory and no past, who is the first of the barbarians of the mountains to be seen in 1,000 years. Cotter, a penniless paladin, running from something or someone in his past. No one. The only tiefling monk the kingdom has ever seen, who has been expelled from his monastery for reasons he has not revealed. Adri, his monastic companion who hides some deep dark secret she cannot reveal. And Arlen, once a simple farmer, until some mysterious event manifested sorcerous powers in him. They must travel the length and breadth of the kingdom of Faroe, searching for the disparate clues that will help them unravel the mystery of the failing of their land, while trying to hold together the unraveling threads of society's weave threatening to come apart at any moment. They will have to battle nature, plague, politics, and even the forces of the underworld as they attempt to discover and defeat whoever, or whatever, is attempting to poison their world and throw it into chaos. Relic of the Past is a novel-length story told via a clean, custom, 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons game. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever fine podcasts are found, and at poolmedia.podbean.com.